let's talk first, Jay, about the approval ratings of Governor Mike Beebe and the Arkansas legislature. Beebe up 64-21, approve, disapprove. The legislature, a much more mixed bag. What do those two numbers kind of tell you?
Well, I think there's no new news here when it comes to Mike Beebe's popularity. He has really stayed very stable throughout his governorship. These are very normal numbers for him. They're not normal for any other politician in America, but they're normal for Mike Beebe. You know, we continue to see a deep popularity, of course, among his core constituency, Democrats. But we also see really amazing support among Republicans, a majority of Republicans also approving of Mike Beebe's performance. So no news there at all. The numbers for the legislature show maybe a little marginal improvement from a year ago when we asked the same question. First off, it's important to note that you got about a third of Arkansans who really aren't paying close attention to the legislature at all. Those who are, though, are really split down the middle, and I think this is very interesting. I think historically we would have seen much better numbers for the legislature as a group in Arkansas, but you know, in the last handful of years, the legislature has become more polarized as it's become more closely competitive, and I think we are seeing some of that polarization. Maybe not Washington-style polarization, as some have come to describe it, but still it is different for Arkansas, and I think leads to a lot more of a conflictual picture when it comes to the legislature.
And when we look at the president's numbers, there's not really any new news there either. Barack Obama is still very deeply unpopular in Arkansas. We also pitted him against the current front runner for the GOP presidential nomination, Mitt Romney. He's up about 56-33% over Obama. How does that translate down ballot to Arkansas Democrats, particularly those candidates that will have to contend with the top of the ticket, Obama, really not stirring as much enthusiasm?
Yeah, I mean, again, no new news, as you say, when it comes to the president's approval and how he stacks up against Republicans. And Mitt Romney, even though he may have some difficulty winning the Arkansas Republican primary, if it's still competitive by that time, because the Republican Party here is not filled with the constituents that he's done well with in primaries, he's going to have no problem coalescing that support in the fall. I think the question is, does he have any coattails at all as a Republican candidate that would go down the ticket? Or conversely, do these negative numbers on Barack Obama have ramifications down below? You know, I think we can easily see both scenarios playing out. There doesn't seem to be the same energy of negativity that we've seen over the last few years. I think that there may be some sense that, well, okay, he's the president, that's a separate story than state politics. That said, I mean, these are a lot of votes that Democratic candidates have to switch, right? Is that a lot of Arkansans are going to vote for Mitt Romney. They're going to, for Democrats to succeed in the state legislative races, congressional races, they're going to have to get them to switch tickets. Historically, Arkansans have gotten pretty used to switching tickets, but this is a lot of votes that will have to be switched. I think the ramifications are more likely for the congressional races in the 1st and 4th districts. I think that it's easier to connect national candidates to Obama, national Democratic candidates to Obama. I think the state legislative races may be a little insulated from this, but again, even then, we're still going to see a lot of voters have to switch away from their presidential vote down ticket. The one thing I think we still don't know is what turnout's going to be. Is Mitt Romney going to be actually, he's going to win this state. I mean, I think there's no doubt there. We didn't need this poll to tell us, but is he going to be able to turn out voters in large numbers? That's still a question, because I think that neither of these candidates is a real natural fit for Arkansas.